Engines are on. 4, 3.
She's building up and you can see the fire.
0.
Coming off.
We have
liftoff. We have liftoff.
By chance his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. Your sister killed a baby cause she couldn't afford to feed it. Now we're sending people to the moon. In September my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June. Neighbors just shine at home. But if a night falls and a bomb falls, will everybody see the dawn? Time.
Oh, I sign. Friends, you know, because they're not just winning primaries in the Midwest. Unfortunately, for the LGBT community, it also looks like they're winning in the South.
Lawmakers in several southern U.S. states have recently debated bills that address religious concerns over the rights of gays, lesbians, and transgender people.
North Carolina passed legislation that prohibits local governments from creating their own ordinances to protect the gay and transgender community.
Mississippi became the fourth state to enact a similar bill, saying it is to protect religious freedom.
Religious freedom?
The hand that filled the parchment page.
It's just discrimination. Like proposing a law to kill all kittens and then calling it the Bird Protection Act. Yeah, and these bills are no joke because they give everyone the power to deny people jobs, services, and even houses if they're trans or gay. And although these proposed bills affect all LGBT people, let's focus for a second on that T, transgender, because they have to face all that other discrimination whilst also holding their pee.
But across the country, restrooms have become a battleground when it comes to gender identity.
North Carolina requires people to use public bathrooms that correspond with the gender on their birth certificate.
Wait, what, this is my thing. This is the problem with hatred. It's never really well thought out because now you expect people to carry their birth certificates to every public restroom in your state. So now if I want to go to the bathroom, I have to be like, oh, I didn't bring my birth certificate. Let me go home and get my birth certificate. I'll go home, get my birth certificate. Then I come back. Then I'm like, oh, wait, I could have just peed at home. Why am I doing this? I'm dumber than you guys.
Eliminating the art of ambiguity and made puns the lowest form of wit.
Should all the kindness be...
And also, a birth certificate checker at the bathroom, like, who's this job? If you're gonna have someone working in a bathroom, have it be something useful. You know, like maybe they can hold your phone so you don't drop it in the toilet. Or even better, they can read your texts while you're doing your business, you know? Just be like, hey, tell Lisa I can't wait to see her tonight, and then smiley face and heart emoji.
You're gonna sound real thirsty. How about wine bottle and then a winky face?
You're a lifesaver. Thanks, pointless man. Now, these bathroom bills, they feel sinister. But in Kansas, they were like, nah, we're gonna take this to the next level.
A bill making its way through the Kansas House and Senate would force transgender students to use bathrooms of the sex they were born into.
Schools would have to pay $2,500 to students who encounter a transgender student in the bathroom.
The $2,500 bounty on the heads of transgender children.
Are you me? Schools in Kansas are teaching kids the wrong things. Snitches get stitches, not riches. Kansas is going to pay students $2,500 to report transgender kids in the bathroom. And once again, hatred not well thought out. Because Kansas high schoolers, you know what you guys should do? Just make friends with the transgender kid. And then every time you go to the bathroom together, you're making $12.50 a pop. Yeah, that's what you guys are doing. You're both making money and you don't have any bigotry. $12.50 each, that's enough money to get you the f*** out of Kansas, Dorothy. And by the way, Kansas, real quick, where are you getting the money for this? Because thanks to your very conservative tax policies, you're broke. So basically, these bills and laws are prejudiced, they're cruel, unnecessary, and they couldn't be enforced anyway. And the good news is that people are standing up and speaking out against this, especially America's most important people, corporations.
PayPal saying that it is going to cancel its plans to bring 400 jobs to North Carolina.
Coca-Cola and Disney oppose the measure.
Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and Apple's Tim Cook.
The NBA might move next year's All-Star game out of Charlotte.
The governors of three states have told non-essential state employees not to travel to North Carolina on official business.
Travel advisory.
Damn.
North Carolina, you realize they treated you like you brought Ebola. And it makes sense. If you think about it, bigotry is a lot like Ebola. Only difference is the comes out of your mouth instead of your ass. People are standing up and speaking out against this, especially America's most important people.
I'm Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Donald Trump has hijacked our Republican Party. He brags about being anti-establishment. But what's so bad about the establishment? We're actually pretty cool guys, and we think you'll agree. Allow us to reintroduce ourselves.
Predisposed us to think and act
Republicans with a capital R.
Printing extended the emphasis upon lineality. It fostered and encouraged a fragmenting process. A process of specialism and of detachment, a habit of thinking in bits and parts, step by step. Printing completely changed everything. It changed what men thought of themselves, how they behaved toward each other. It changed systems of government, and so on, and so on, and so on.
Here's something normal. I love Ayn Rand. So stick with me, girl. I'll drive you wild. And if I need you pregnant, you're having that child. Right to life. Right to life.
My name's Mitch McConnell, and right out the gate, I know I'm visually a lot to take.
and I am a transgender woman of color living in North Carolina.
When we pray, we will be praying for this nation, and I don't expect everybody to understand that.
North Carolina proudly welcomes all people to live, work, visit our great state.
Private fixed point of view.
I can't believe we're having
literacy confers the power of detachment.
I hate these people, but we must.
They want us back into the shadows, back into the closet.
That's right.
Not going.
No!
Even conventions and sporting event organizers are rethinking their plans.
Story of the Boy Scout who helped a man across the street.
The legislature have encouraged discrimination.
This is an issue of great importance to members of the NCAA.
I expressed concerns over some of the provisions that were in the legislation.
The strange bridge between the nun and Batman is a bit of pattern recognition or visual punning. Visual punning as opposed to mere verbal punning.
People out here demonstrating or trying to have some fun with this, they say your message about the potential impacts of this bill on the LGBT community.
It's police say they'd like to see the governor take House Bill 2 and flush it down the toilet. Governor McCrory signed a bill to overturn a Charlotte ordinance that would let people use the bathroom as the gender they identify with. CBS North Carolina's Michael Highland is live in Raleigh to show us how people are channeling their frustrations with a unique approach. Michael?
That group has been out here for a couple of hours now, and they decided since all of this started with a debate over the use of bathrooms that they'd bring a bathroom here to the Capitol to help try to make their point. This porta potty got here around 4:30 this afternoon. There are signs on the front showing it's clearly for both men and women. Even though the people out here demonstrating are trying to have some fun with this, they say they do have serious concerns about what this bill means for North Carolina. A few friends drove here from Asheville today, and one of them made a joke on Facebook a few days ago, and this just took off from there. So they quickly arranged to get the porta potty here, hoping to draw attention to their larger message about the potential impacts of this bill on the LGBT community.
It's also just frustrating as an ally. I don't like seeing my friends considered less than people by this law.
Set up closer to the Capitol building, but police asked them to leave, and they ended up compromising by just staying here on the sidewalk. And meanwhile, the porta potty's got to stay on this truck for the duration of the protest.
grandfathers!
Hey, gender, gender, knocking for me, folks.
Alright, having too much fun here, believing that we will win, tearing down House Bill 2 and all the other crypto-fascist craziness going down here in North Carolina. I'm Dr. Furious, plenty to be peed off about right now, and we also like to do what we do here Thursday nights, which potentially may be offensive to some dangling members in the audience, but for those of us who know about the Furious G show, who have maybe gone to furiousg.blogspot.com, you might know that in addition to spotlighting some resistance to the bull snackle out there, we're also playing some fun new original beats. So we've got there Golden Panda's new stuff, and we're going to also get into some other stuff, as well as pay tribute to Prince, who passed today. And we started off with a little bit of his work, and we will, you know, breathe that in here, because in many ways his message and his philosophy is very much consistent with the Dr. Furious George show. And you can hear more about the Furious George show, like I said, go to furiousg.blogspot. That's where we got all our old shows, and you can learn about why we've been doing micro-powered fun radio like we do, and how we do it here at wcomfm.org, because it's just so much fun. It's just a fun little thing here downtown Carborough. But we also do fun stuff like give away free tickets, and so recently we've given away a bunch of cool tickets here at the station, and apparently we're going to be giving away some tickets to the Moog Fest. Yeah, that's right, you heard me, Moog. We're going to be giving away some more free tickets. We gave them away a couple years ago when it was in Asheville, and now it's here in Durham. So they've hooked Dr. Furious and a friend up with some tickets, and we've got two more, so pretty soon here, if you keep listening, we'll figure out a way to get those tickets out to you. And if you want to learn more about that and other cool stuff going on with the Furious George Show, email me, furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com. And of course, keep doing what you're doing, which is supporting Micropower Radio by listening live or online live, or you're downloading the show some cool way through the AMFOS Radio Project, and who knows where you might be listening to it all across the world. So thanks. We're going to keep going. Unfortunately, so much stuff to be upset about here in North Kakalaki, including, like I said, House Bill 2 and some crazy crap going down in the state with our governor, McCracky. So let's keep the spirit alive. Keep resisting. Obey much. Resist little. No, I don't think so. I'm furious!
station. When I get my mea circula, don't get up go everywhere. For si papi mores, espero chupa ese puto vendejo. El que no hay mucho tiempo.
I remember you was conflicted. I'm a god. Bitch, you say the influence. Sometimes I did the same. Abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression.
It is one of the patents. They delight in spotting visual puns.
So I kept running.
Various materials.
Until I found my safe haven.
Stone.
I was trying to convince myself
it's like I see a configuration in stone that resembles a wall of power. America was able to develop and apply swiftly.
People love watching people play video games. Just...
But while my loved ones was fighting a continuous war,
you're
back in the city,
bearded gorilla.
I was entering the new one.
Next one.
War that was based on apartheid and discrimination.
Ignorant F. It's clear you have no.
Go crazy like no other weed, steady blowing. Pass the blood to my mama runs in the family.
Hey, yo, my mama, nigga. Right. I'ma be the greatest to ever do this shit. Oh, my mama don't like. Hey, Sam, we turn this shit up, nigga.
Get a lullaby for everyone they MC.
Blow.
Nigga, now R.I.P. My diligence is only meant to write your eulogy.
All's my life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life I. Hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my faces all day. Won't you please believe when I say? When you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low. Looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Alright, do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I seek you. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low. Looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
Nights in my prayers.
Quanto de la prospettiva.
Okay, now what's more with more expression?
Quanto de la prospettiva.
Now hold it. That's part of the script.
Our Renaissance legacy was the vanishing point, the single static viewpoint of the limited optical science of the time.
Make friends with the transgender kid, and then every time you go to the bathroom together, you're making 12.50 a pop. Yes. And by the way, Kansas, real quick, where are you getting the money for this? Because thanks to your very conservative tax policies, you're broke. Basically, these bills and laws are prejudiced, they're cruel, unnecessary, and they couldn't be enforced anyway. And the good news is that people are standing up and speaking out against this, especially America's most important people.
Gender, it adds a whole new level of anxiety because every time you go out, when you present as the gender you are, you have to worry about someone noticing some feature you have and noticing that you're transgender. And when I go out, I worry that somebody's going to notice my Adam's apple or my broad shoulders, and I have to get my voice right so it won't go too low. When you go to the bathroom, it's multiplied.
I love your voice.
Rest of symmetry to either side.
This is the place to see it from, Phyllis.
Good.
it cannot choose but see. We cannot bid the ears still. Our bodies feel where'er they be, against or without.
Those who write the anatomy.
The alphabet is an aggressive and brilliant.
Shut it down! Shut it down! Shut it down!
Governor Pat McCrory to the likes of George Wallace, Orville Faubus, and Ross Barnett, all Southern governors known for their support for segregation.
Zuckerberg and Apple's Tim Cook.
The NBA might move next year's All-Star game out of Charlotte.
The governors of three states have told non-essential state employees not to travel to North Carolina on official business.
A travel advisory.
Damn.
North Carolina, you realize they're treating you like you've got Ebola. Is a lot like Ebola. Only difference is the comes out of your mouth instead of your ass.
Has compared Governor Pat McCrory to the likes of George Wallace, Orville Faubus, and Ross Barnett, all Southern governors known for their support for segregation.
That's how bad it was. North Carolina's newspapers have to segregationists like Ross Barnett and Orville Faubus. Even if you don't know who Orville Faubus is, you can just tell from his name he was a hardcore racist. Orville Faubus is the name of someone who at one point definitely said, "Will, will, will. What do we have here?"
Ready spokes are made one by holes in a hub, by vacancies joining them for a wheel's use. The use of clay in molding pitchers comes from the hollow of its absence. Doors, windows in a house are used for their emptiness. Thus, we are helped by what is not to use what is.
Electric circuitry is orientalizing the West. The contained, the distinct, the separate, our Western legacy, are being replaced by the flowing, the unified, the fused.
So the North Carolina bill not only reverses Charlotte's non-discrimination ordinance and bans all North Carolina municipalities from passing their own non-discrimination ordinances, it also requires trans individuals to use bathrooms that correspond with the gender on their birth certificates, not the gender they identify with. This law is similar to other so-called bathroom bills that have been proposed by Republicans across the country, most severely in Florida.
A bill just clearing a new hurdle in Tallahassee that would give businesses the power to check your ID before you're allowed to use the restroom.
Your next trip to the restroom, someone could stop you and ask to show some ID.
And let's all just spare a thought for the poor soul at the Tallahassee Applebee's who has to card people on their way to the bathroom. What do you do for a living? I'm a toilet bouncer. But one day, I'm gonna move to Georgia and be a zombie. Look, these so-called bathroom bills are ridiculous for one thing. There's no evidence that sexual predators have ever exploited equal rights laws to commit crimes in bathrooms. Most importantly, laws like these legalize discrimination. And not only that, they could also make police officers a lot less fun.
Thank you.
formerly been merely superficial, visual, external, and detached from our own being.
The West shall shake the East awake, while you have the night for the morn.
Religious freedom? This is just discrimination. It's like proposing a law to kill all kittens and then calling it the Bird Protection Act.
Pictures comes from the hollow of its absence. Doors, windows in a house are used for their emptiness. Thus, we are helped by what is not. We use what is.
Electric circuit.
Thank you.
We are being taken on an inner trip into our own inner beings, which involve us in depth in things that had formerly been merely superficial, visual, external, and detached from our own.
It is the business of the future to be dangerous.
Bills are no joke, because they give everyone the power to deny people jobs, services, and even houses if they're trans or gay. And although these proposed bills affect all LGBT people, let's focus for a second on that T, transgender, because they have to face all that other discrimination whilst also holding their P.
But across the country, restrooms have become a battleground when it comes to gender identity.
War that was based on apartheid.
Government.
But we must.
We want to back into the shadows, back into the closet.
That's right.
Get going.
No! Even conventions and sporting event organizers are rethinking their plans.
Three. Oh, two.
money.
But we must.
They want us back into the shadows, back into the closet.
That's
and
right.
We're not going.
No.
Friends considered less than people.
Well, on the LGBT community.
It's also just frustrating as an ally. I don't like seeing my friends considered less than people by this law.
Hey, this is WCOM FM LP Chapel Hill Carborough, Dr. Furious, Chapel Carborough-sk. And we're having a little bit of fun there with some Raja and lots of other good music backing up the soundtrack here. Put a big FU to HBill 2. Want to hear more about the Furious George Show? Go to FuriousG.blogspot.com. Furious G. Furious George. Doing micropower community-based revolutionary radio. Big middle finger to all the crypto fascist bullies out there. And you can learn more about the show by downloading some of the old ones. Way back, about a decade of them online already. Plus other fun stuff that you can learn about the station here that we've got, which is rocking out. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. Let me keep going here for who knows how long. So, sit back. We're gonna keep rocking it. I'm furious.
Requires people to use public bathrooms that correspond with the gender on their birth certificate.
Wait, what? You know what? This is my thing. This is the problem with hatred. It's never really well thought out. Because now you expect people to carry their birth certificates to every public restroom in your state. So now if I want to go to the bathroom, I have to be like, oh, I didn't bring my birth certificate. Let me go home and get my birth certificate. I'll go home, get my birth certificate. Then I come back. Then I'm like, oh, wait, I could have just peed at home. What?